episode.
Welcome back to another episode of Olumide's a Freaking Ghost Podcast. You see, we don't use curse words on our podcast. We use holy words. You get me? We've been baptized in holy water. As I said it, we are born again in Christ. So, you niggas, hey, see, in my defense, niggas is not a curse word. You get me? So, you niggas don't expect us to use curse words. Hey, yo, me papa, kill on law now. Kill on law, kill on law.
What up, people? Welcome back to a brand new episode.
Yeah.
Omo, bro.
Put down for your mouth. Pause.
This week, don't mad go.
Yeah.
A very long week. Well, no alasha. I'm gonna JJJ my idea. I was asleep today.
Yeah, we dey hear you.
Just did my house. They sleep today. Now, so they call me say make I call sign form for school. Wait till happen when I don't get time for the back of my mind. Say I know they go to school. Today will be my free day again. They still stress
me. They call it free day from us. So you know, no be so life supposed be. But
you know the funny thing now. The level advisor is not telling us that. You should always be in school every day.
I'm gonna make you not go here this podcast.
I don't pay my dues already. Since 100 level when I still
playing.
100 will be beans now.
Stop playing. Hey. Say we never even drop out. I try now. She school call easy.
Call up Billy now. I be now.
Oh my, me call on Jelenke level. What's here now? For my introduction, for those who may not know this voice, I'm Olumide, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka one of your beautiful hosts of this beautiful podcast. Olumide is a ghost podcast, aka you already know. Stop freaking playing. Oh my days, aka to work for you. You want to so for 1k, Lenny? You have you today for no aka.
The thing is, if I started to mention my aka, save, I go forget. Bro, it's a boy, Papa Maxi, as you all know, a man of Timbaland caliber. That is it. For short, that is my AKA for short. He long pass down, but no just.
He AKA be like Oriki. He be like Oriki.
I think they chant Oriki.
Guy, you go to say that she vibes verse. Oh, join Cartation.
I want your Cartation.
But that Shey doing big things though. He did a concert in at Ikorodu over the weekend.
My hood.
He did a. But even if I did Ikorodu, I no go.
Why no go? Support the boy now. Support the
no
boy
now. No be say. Okay, I feel like this shit needs to be said. Just because I don't like an artist doesn't mean I wish him bad. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I were to be situated in Ikorodu right now, and I heard of a Shey Vibes concert, and I had the funds and means to go, I would just rather sit at home because I don't mess with his music. So, I won't just force myself to go to a place that I have to feel among just so I don't look like the odd one out.
Nobody,
so I'd rather just sit at home.
Nobody's
now, you feel
telling
me?
You to feel among.
And now wait till they now I go sit
you
for house
thing?
Now.
Do you know the thing?
No, chill before you make your point. Right. My own point is I can be at home doing some other things. Cause if I have to go to the Shey Vibes concert, I don't in my own opinion, if you go for a music concert or you go for and if you go for an event that requires you to give off your energy. Give off that energy. Why are you sitting down? Why are you dull? Engage with people. Interact with people. That's how me I see all those type of events. So if I know I don't mess with your song, I don't even know one of his songs. I don't know 30 seconds of any of his songs. So why would I waste my time going? Now you can make your point.
All right, the thing is, what is your motive of going in the first place? For someone like you or me, if I'm going to go there, I'm going there to network. I'm not going there to go and have fun.
Ah, what do I be? See, this is why we people give a round of applause. This is why I talk about diplomacy. This is why I like this. This is why I start doing podcast by myself. Because left to me now, I'll just make that my point and move on. But your point.
The thing is, I just feel like, you don't hate him. You just hate his music.
I don't hate his music, but like I do not appreciate his music.
Okay. Ogbeni, that same thing we still talk.
It is a strong word I have chosen not to use. I don't like
you. They tell me, say me, I tried it diplomatic, but what did you just do now?
It is a strong word,
bro. You like him, you don't like him.
I don't like him,
you
but
don't like
I don't
wait to be opposite of like.
No, it's now strong word.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like you going there is not for the
it's not for my enjoyment. You go put my mind.
Just want to go and work.
Real shit. Pay me go fair one music industry. Yeah, but fair one entertainment.
This is not the Shei vibe I actually fall in love with. The Shei vibe I fall in love with was that Shei vibe of God sent.
I want change your me.
But yeah, I don't make a really. If I ever get good, that's the Shei vibe I fall in love with. No be Paraboy Shei vibe.
Why don't you mess with Paraboy Shei vibes?
I just feel like nam. The music is not well structured. Like, bro,
but
Shade pick everything.
I have something to say now.
Okay.
When he started this run, this Maza run with $1 billion baby, like that was like a stamp, a starting point of new Shei vibes era.
Yeah.
I would argue that his music was not structured. But now, this is new album. I know they play Amo, but my lodgemate, they always blast him on speaker.
Yeah.
I have heard improvement. I will not lie. This one, I don't go even come here, come cap, say because me, I don't like Shei vibes. Make I just cruise.
See,
no.
Make
like,
I tell you something.
The improvement is glaring now.
See,
like,
make
I won't
I tell
lie.
You something. When I tell you it is not well structured, I don't really talk about maybe improve or you know improve. Like,
okay.
See, I'm this kind of person when I listen to music, I fuck with lyrics a lot.
Yeah, true. Same.
Like, so if everything is not making sense to me, why go
stress yourself?
Like, don't be saying I don't like all your songs. $1 billion baby, the first one, bro. Before say in like it was normal Shei vibe did on $1 billion baby.
For
the only
most
track
part,
that changed was
Chance,
was Chance
and one other one.
And Chance
okay,
actually
yeah, Chance was
now the Chance clicking,
and that was the breakout single. Yeah,
Chance clicked in and. He continues to do that style. Yeah.
He's doing what Charlie Pop is doing now.
Do you get the point?
Elon Musk don't blow. So all these other songs, he want to sound like Elon Musk. Like, let it go, bro.
Yao piano.
You are shaking some tables.
Yao piano, that's what this guy is doing now.
You are shaking some tables.
I just feel like I see the beat, bro.
Talking about that Yao piano, we'll talk about Yao later. But continue, make your point.
But the thing is, wait, I just feel like, I just know that his style now, like I don't, there are some of the songs where I still like on his new album. I like the Javu of the album, and that's a old Shei vibe style.
True,
like
true.
It's left for you to pick the Shei vibe style you want to take, even at the Paraboy Shei vibe, or even at the old Shei vibe we do the where I fall in love with.
That one said,
do you get the point now? Like, I will just pick the ones where I want to pick out of the music, out of the album,
because
them out and listen to them.
True, sure, because
and the ones where I don't like, I leave it alone.
I would have said if he just left his sound as diverse, like the way he did Darling We See Me. Like, he was not trying to sound like any other person.
Look at Darling. Look at that Darling
song. He was making music
song
for the pure love. Bro, I love that Darling song. I'm not going to lie. I like the song. Don't let me say love, but I like the song.
The song is very, very dope.
Yeah, yeah. Real shit. Should we segue to Yao piano?
No.
I'm not segueing to the piano part.
Okay.
I'm cutting off the piano, the latter part, and dealing with the former.
Okay, so what do you want? Yao.
So I don't know who the nigga is, but apparently this nigga was vexed that Nigerian artists in plural are taking over the Ghanaian music space.
Mm-hmm.
And in the defense of sorry about that. In the defense of one of our, I think we've referenced this nigga a lot, so at this point, you just have to say it. in defense of, what is this nigga name? Joey Akan. It's like, bro, you niggas should structure your industry. We are not saying Nigeria is structured, but at least
to a very good extent.
To a good extent. Nigerians have that spirit of we rise by lifting others. If person not the blue, he go carry his fellow friend, say, you walk on Gaskiaway. Let's make this money together. That I don't think that's the culture in the Ghanaian music space. Because Ghanaian music space, they always have this stamp of this is the person that is reigning at this point. And before a new B will come and overthrow this particular reigning person, it takes a lot of time. It takes a while. It takes 4, 5, 6 years before you hear of a new B that, oh, this nigga the champ. But with Nigeria, 4, 5 people can be reigning at the same time. So the argument was
4, 5 people care.
Everybody can reign. But just to cut the long story short, the argument the Ghanaian guy now brought again was they are doing it because of this money, that they are doing fraud, that Nigerians are fraudsters, that's the only thing they have to show off. So they use the music industry to launder or wash their money, shit, blah, blah, blah. Now, so Joya can tell him again. I love all these type of battles. Now, so Joya can tell him, say, bro, nigga, not shut the fuck up, literally. Hey, I don't curse. I say we no go use curse words. Well, shut the fuck up. I think no curse words, but the devil has won. He run you, we can share in you. But in Joya Khan's defense, it was, do you think Nigerians are the only one doing fraud? Okay, come to think of it. If we admit that we do fraud, so let's say we allegedly are fraudsters or are fraudulent in our means. At least we are using the fraud money, the so-called illegal money, quote-unquote, allegedly, the illegal money to do something fruitful to benefit others.
Yes.
Why are Ghanaians not doing the same thing? Don't you people know how to do fraud? Don't you have young people that are doing fraud? Do you think it's only Nigeria that young boys are doing fraud? No. What was your take on that? Do you feel like, now let's just base it on the Nigerian music industry, do you feel like is funded by fraud money?
Bro. Olofa. Because I just feel like, bro, it's very deep. We can't deny the fact that Nigerian musicians, some people, not everybody.
Not everyone, sure.
They involved in fraud. Bro, the thing is, waiting show me, you see, if you go carry 10 record label boss come, the ones where they do illegal shit, and then plenty pass.
Word.
Mono deny the fact.
That one's FD.
Do you get the point now? I just feel like, to a very good extent, the guy get point. But to another extent again, now still their problem. I watched this video where Michael Blackson, this UK Ghanaian guy, that comedian.
The US.
US, Abi.
Yeah, now US.
Okay, now US Ghanaian guy. He was not like mentioning, it was a podcast too, he was mentioning Nigeria. He was mentioning Africa artists. He was not like, did they know Sarkodie? They said no. No, they said yes, yes. Like Sarkodie.
Yeah,
Shatawale, no. Stone wow, Boy, crazy. No. Black Sheriff, no.
No.
Then wow. They mentioned Davido, yes.
Bonner, yes. Boy, Wiz, yes. Rema, yes.
Diamond Platnumz, they don't know him.
Wow, crazy. That's crazy. Like,
to tell you how this thing is currently, I just feel like the Nigeria industry is like the face of Afrobeat. So when you're talking about Afrobeat, you facts? Talk about Nigerian music scene.
True.
Because before you go, even them, if you talk to Nigerians are doing well in what they do, they tend to justify their nonsense with our own population. They will tell you that we are plenty. That's why that's why things are going well for us.
Crazy.
Yes.
And they tell you say if na by
tell you say na by our number.
You know the funny thing? If not by population, now China supposed get the biggest stars. But
now wait,
but where them they now?
No, actually, you know, say them they feed the followers drag. I want to say we dig
close and we dig get
zone. China now on another continent on its own, and we all know that for world, now American music scene get the world.
Real shit.
Do you get the point now? Like, I just feel like to a very good extent, that guy we talk to, fraud or no fraud, he right. And we say we didn't even sing about them. Many songs we be see, they don't hear
all these Elon Musk boys.
they don't hear Hush Puppy, they don't do everything. What was Hush Puppy?
I mean, Sherry Vibes basically has a song on his latest album.
Like Hush Puppy,
Kingdom Come, if I'm not wrong.
The one we said that she free Hush Puppy.
I don't even know, but I know the title was Hush Puppy.
Let them free
Woodberry. And I know the...
Yeah.
I know the storyline around the song. Yeah, is adulating Hush Puppy. Yeah, you feel me? Like, it's crazy.
I just feel like to a very good extent, it's not lying. It's not lying, but that still doesn't justify that their shit is whack.
But
but they have. I didn't listen to them. I didn't listen to Ghana.
I think. I think. I don't know if that's how it is. That's why I'm using the word I think.
Do you know the thing? Wait, I want to talk something.
Speak your mind.
This Terminator by King Promise.
Yeah, with me.
That song is not charting at all in Nigeria.
Is it Mayocon?
No, it featured
Lukesh.
Yeah. No, Lukesh.
The remix.
Young John.
Is it Young John?
Young John, yes, Young John.
Young John, eh?
Young John. Young Jonas and Liu Kesh, they have a song have together. A song.
Okay, that's why I'm confusing it.
The Belashmuda and the Liu Kesh, they had a song that dropped on CD. Like Liu Kesh, Young John was everywhere this weekend, Sha.
Yeah, you know,
last weekend rather.
You know, one thing I like about Nigerians is once we find a means to exploit, and I'm not speaking of exploit from the negative point of view, I'm just speaking on we find something that we can profit from, bro. Niggas know the door for this country. See, I'm a piano. If person know they from Africa, may we dey honest. If no be say, if no be say, South Africans fight for their rights. Say no,
Agbafun. Yeah, they are still fighting.
No, I know, but in the long run,
yeah.
Let's be honest. They've won the battle. Anything we do now, we know Amapiano. Even to an average music listener who is just interested in what Amapiano
is,
he or she will know it from South Africa.
Do you know the thing?
What?
If this thing is very funny, like South Africans will come. They go talk, say they are actually not getting the credit of
Amapiano. Their own sound. Yeah, their own sound. Yeah,
but we will be this kind of person. We will see once we see something, once
exactly
we see
my point.
It could, should I
a call raw it material. A raw material? We are exploiting it, we are refining it as best as we can.
Like, there was a time Rexy started with Afropiano, he named one of his kukboke.
Afropiano
was like Afro. Now waiting to talk Afropiano, and then they tell them, they come out and tell you, see, bro. There's nothing like Afropiano. Amapiano is Amapiano.
Come on.
Do you get the point now? Look at what Casey is doing.
Oja piano.
Infusing flute into Amapiano sound. Amapiano sound. And bro, apart from the fact that their own original shakers and log drums, with them they get.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use Amapiano anymore. Now we start to the infused violin.
Yeah, now that's
Majestic sound.
Majestic started with... Is it whistle?
Violin, bro.
He also has like, there's something that always make me know, apart from the tune into the King's Your Sons on Blues.
Now, violin.
He has violin and this whistle thing with Asake Terminator.
I know, not the one we talk
flute.
About.
But
I know.
After
I
said Emiliano Aurora, Koshama Aurora, film. That flute sound.
I know, yeah.
Is it flute or whistle? I don't know.
I know,
yeah. He uses
but I know, recurring. I know. We infuse so
many things.
Yeah,
real shit.
So
then what they do very soon. But let's say the first song on this nigga's new EP, Charlie Poppy, it was like drill with Amapiano, like bro.
But if they talk about drill, I feel like I think we'll give it to Ghana.
No, Ghanaians. Like, as I mean, I'm just talking about. I'm just talking about how we've been able to infuse other sounds into Amapiano. Yeah, now even. These people, Ajebo Hustlers, their last project,
bro,
Burn My Cable, was Amapiano and Drill. No, okay, that was Drill and I Life. Bro, my bad. Bro. But boys are really exploring the sound of Amapiano.
Let me tell you something. Any, go watch them. Like, go and look out for what I want to say now.
Okay.
Anybody will see.
Call out.
Anybody we want with the chart currently. I feel like Nigerian Afrobeat is having so much this thing to them. Like, now our source that they use, bro. Look at Libyanka.
Yeah, true, real.
Cameroon speaks French now.
Yeah,
they're not English speaking country.
Yeah, they are francophone.
Yes.
Francophonia.
And you're going to see this girl, they talk pidgin for all our songs. I see this.
Omo. She not they sing no be today.
Now wait till they tell you like.
But all her songs where she sing no be say they no blow, but they no blow reach our side.
Look at
she sing one song like
look at,
this. Someone.
Look at this guy. Okay, look at this guy, Black Sheriff too. Black Sheriff is sounding like us.
Will we not say that,
bro?
I feel like Ghanaians speak pidgin regardless. So,
but
you
know
really
they,
you
know they
infuse.
You know, they infuse their tweet.
He dey infuse, he dey speak in language.
You know plenty.
He plenty, oh.
I tell you,
on
you
his
plenty.
Debut album.
You won't tell me if this guy go come.
Kweku the Hustler, all these other songs we blow. He plenty, oh.
Bro, for Kweku the Hustler, you know to D.
He's all verse. He go just the sprinkle English words.
Tell me where he dey.
All those me, I know Sabi speak am, so this is me butchering your language and I apologize. Me ngame nambo, all those... Me, I nearly lose my way.
I'm not talking about Kweku the Traveler now.
Make I go they make your point. I dey go
that's, open that's, genius. That's second sermon now.
I dey go I open tell genius. You, I feel like we dey get... Show you say this boy, they infuse
we dey actually get so bro, much crazy. Influence on... Like, our Nigerian Afrobeat is having so much influence on this thing. This is the Nigeria scene whereby any other Africans wants to come here to come and succeed. Like, they even ready made a sign them as
bro, he's even
Nigerian liberals.
They love us now.
So, I just feel like...
We up.
They run our team just different.
We up. But I just wanted to make a dark joke, but I'm not sure the joke will slap again. It's not a dark joke, Shaz. It's not a joke. That's why I'm just calling it a dark joke. It's a weird house comedy. I'm talking about Nigerians have been able to exploit and explore every other thing apart from what they really own, which is crude oil. Bro, it's crazy. It's crazy. We they go other place, go find crude material, raw material, sound, fashion, innovations in tech and whatnot. And we they try copy their style or do it better than them. But our own product, bro, we are lost in the sauce. We do not have it. As Big Shaq said, you don't have the ability for that big man.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we've been treating our way, niggas. Wait, what other thing do we have in store to talk about?
Projects that dropped.
I feel like we can even cash if we on DT that was today's date. We are still early July. Let's still wait and yeah, I also have something to say.
What's that?
We're talking about rollout the other day and I think it skipped our mind. None of us gave kudos or credit to Adekunle Gold. That nigga's rollout is crazy. It might not be right in front of our eyes the way the other niggas do it, but his rollout is subtle. And you cannot deny not noticing it if you're in the social media space or you're in the industry space. That nigga's rollout is mad gone. I don't know the right word for it, but bruh, it's beautiful.
Okay. And
something about Adekunle Gold is.
Can you give us more insight? Like, I'm still not getting what you're talking about.
Tio Tequila now, the rollout is crazy, bro.
What has he been doing?
On his social media pages. I dey hear one podcast now where them they talk say they go for early album listening and all the tracks, every track on the album is attached to a tequila or an alcoholic drink.
Mm.
So there's like you take a shot and you explain the relation between taking this shot or taking this alcoholic drink to a particular track. Bro, you know the intent, the copywriters that would have sat down to think of those creative ideas. That's crazy. You can't even like, because this, I feel like in this space we are beginning to grow over, oh, I'm writing this album. This album encompasses my deepest thoughts, my life journey. I like, yeah, everyone is saying that shit. You know, even you go come hear the album, person tell you say this album encompasses my deepest thoughts, my life's journey and whatnot. You play track one, boom boom. You play track two,
now, in
party.
In life, it be about party.
You play track three, Bom Bom and Shayo.
Hey now. Now in life now.
Waiting deep about in life, where they party, where everything a woman Bom Bom. And a man get the song. Bom Bom be in life. Bom Bom now is deepest thoughts. No, let's think about it. No, let's talk about it now. May it not be like, say, I did rant out of nowhere or without objection. You feel me? Person come on his socials a week to drop in the album or few days to drop in the album and write an episode of how deep meaning or deep rooted this project is in terms of relation or meaning to him. Let's use the male artist now. Okay. They are mostly guilty of this. Let's use him in this instance. Write about how the album has so much deep meaning to you. We play track one, boom boom. We play track two, Mvesha you. You play track three, boom boom. Then let's say there are 10 tracks on the album.
Yeah.
Track four, we now talk about maybe the Ozu. You now try to incorporate your life story. That's one album. You talk about your life. You talk about your deep.
They talk about that and then this thing. You just, after I talk about recent albums that dropped that is like that. All these stories where they talk about me now, turn and then
they see they do amo. They still
who
they do am.
Who do am recently?
They still they
who
do
am recently?
I will not mention.
Talk.
I don't cash you. I don't cash you.
Who they do?
Bro, I don't want to mention names. Are they serious? I don't want to mention names. But niggas still do that shit today. And bro, I don't even cap. Niggas still do. If people think I'm joking. If I mention the name now, you see I'm mentioning the name.
Mention
and I don't
want me.
The only thing I'll say is one of them niggas is one of them big three. That's the only thing I'll say.
The big three itself, if they talk it's about one of big them three, big three. See, a big three, you know, they come and tell you, see, say now about wait till they don't go through their life, all these things.
But I don't do it for Love Damini.
Love Damini is a very sweet album now.
No, I'm just it's saying.
It's pitching love. See, let me take you back to the rollout of. Calm down. Let me tell you something. Take you back to the rollout of Love Damini. You know, it came outside, I think, early this year. Love Damini was last year. Okay, he tweeted something that we must learn to love ourselves by force, by fire, something like that, if you remember. When they talk, say, people say, all everybody got to stand as one, as African, Kineko. No. They try and beef with Shatta Wale and Davido that
but
time.
But that was not what he wrote to promote his album.
Bro, it's still part of the rollout. Part of the rollout. Okay.
And they're focusing on the...
Calm down. And they tell you about CD rollout. Like, before the album, then they come with all these things, they do all these things. They want to preach love because the song is about love. Damini, I be the other one is more loveless ego. He doesn't want to fight with anybody again. He just wants to do things on his own, on his own way. I be in his own way. Then, do you get the point now? Like, it is still not about about say you can't hear the album now. They can't talk about Bom Bom for the Love Damini or for the first street track. They didn't talk about Bom Bom or anything, bro. It's still very fair and it still goes with the album.
You're saying people big three know they do them now. Why I say Burna Own matched his own album because he said it was a roller coaster of emotions detailing his progress in life. And after, like, I forgot how many tracks I love that many, but I think they are between 13 and 15. They are between 13 and 15. From like the seventh track, they were personal tracks till the end. So we understand the roller coaster. I talk about how he's struggling with anger, how this one, Kiniko, how he's feeling low at a point.
Yeah.
All those ones were things about his life. So whatever I wrote at that point matches the story of brought on the Love Damini, because he said it's about him. It's not, he said there was no care, just a roller coaster of emotions. Now that he's 31 or 30 years old at that point,
he wants to have more sense.
Yeah, all those type of P, exactly, his maturity type shit. Okay, I go mention him since they doubt me. One of the best albums this year,
Timeless.
Yes,
what was the first song on Timeless?
Help me out.
I go bust your ideas.
Most of the songs on Timeless, no be generation songs, no be party songs.
Wait till you talk about Timeless. What was the rollout for Timeless?
No, like, I'm not saying rollout, I'm saying the episode they write before dropping the album. They always write one deep meaning, deep rooted something.
Wait, I think Timeless.
Make I go IG, go read them out for you. So you know, go say I the cap. Now, because you say me, I mention name, I don't want me.
Over them.
Feel I don't want
the
make
guy, the godfather on a
video. And they come.
And wait. Did you bite yourself?
No. Let's continue. I don't bite myself. You weedy. You mother sucker. But continue, I hear you.
I just feel like, look at the tracks here now. Nothing. No Bom Bom song with this. No, I don't see Bom Bom song for you.
Oh, my laton.
I don't see some Bom Bom song for you.
Bom Bom song.
But the thing is... Wait till they talk about the album, you see.
I'm not saying the album does not make sense. I'm only saying that... At this point, it's 2023. I think for the most part, people are going with every album has to be deep, and I don't mess with that idea of every album requires deep meaning. Like Olamide's album, I love what he said. He said this album is for the baddies and for niggas that like baddies. Imagine, he even named the album appropriately, accordingly. Unruly is telling you, like, bro, Orimi Okpe, anything they back gone he care for
more.
Imagine what I'm saying.
That is crazy.
Bro, those are the type of shit me. I like tell them what they want to hear. No be say I go drop album now. You want my boy one up no up on that say Olamide Ofunwa deep rap. But did you not read what he said before dropping the album?
Mm.
But not like you won't drop album now. You can't they use say normally people cause even if it's not just music, anything that is called project, whether academic or any other areas of life, it takes a lot of
emotions
and effort and money to for you to put it out.
Yeah.
So you understand that part, and you might feel obliged to just say, "Oh, this shit has deep meaning to me," because it is your project.
Yeah.
It is what you've put all your effort in since succeed. Yeah. So there's that point, but. No, be every project
has to be very deep.
God supposed to get one deep meaning.
See, let me tell you something.
Now, my own arguments with that.
See, it is still very okay when a debut project it sounded that way when you talk. Because
most times
a debut project are always like reflection of struggle.
Yeah, exactly. I can hear of debut project.
Do you get the point now? Like, it's always about reflection of struggles and
yeah, sure.
Everything you have, like transition project. From. Sakpa to the
real shit, rich real life shit.
And all these things. So I just feel like, apart from see someone like Olamide Davido, I don't think they should come with that kind of epistle again. Like, it's about this thing. They pay me.
I said I wanted see, to read.
Davido's owner, if you talk calm, want to see in picking matter and all. Like now, dark time for him when he won't drop the album, because the album ought to have dropped before. When he drops it before the child's death, he said the album is already ready, like complete. Coming out from his shell to drop the album and start working again, that one still did very, very okay. You get the point now?
Don't be saying
you won't drop project, like there's still this excuse or benefit of shade and doubt or something for the video. You get my point now?
Yeah, true.
But if somebody like way something new they do you can't see Bad Boy teams, for instance, he dropped Bad Boy No Party, may go come with that kind of a piece too. We know
nice debut album, I know go even if no be waiting day the debut album,
you
don't
even come with that kind of piece to you as a debut album, because song is like reflection of Jaye, like
now Jaye just put on the album
and bro everything, like I feel like it's one of those albums that really carried the name. Like
no, everything no bad back boy, to
back,
no
everything back to back, nah, banger. So that's just what I'm trying to say. Not that all those things know they happen soft, but in Davido's case, I feel like just what it don't happen to him recently.
Now I say I don't want to mention him, so may not be like say Ijawa.
No beef.
Now I actually say Burnout.
It's all love,
nigga. It's all love. Now why I tell you, say you know, if you wind up, go back, go here, see. I said one of the best albums this year, at least as far as Nigerian music industry goes. Yeah. No one can deny it, whether you like it or not. It's up there as top three. In fact, now that I think of it, so not my own personal list though. I'm just saying about if I'm to nominate an album of the year, as this year they go now, Davido. I don't think any.
You don't think.
No, I'm saying I'm not going with my own personal list.
What of work of art?
Work of art today, but I feel
is
like
is still not a work of art.
No. You know why they say Davido? Because if they make it voting, or even if it's board type shit, at the end of the day, now humans they vote, and if not board, now humans still they the board. Emotions and feelings go come in time, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I feel like every other thing is going on and plus minus.
Yeah.
We still have to. Now why I talk, I don't want to talk my own. Because left to me, I don't talk about before. My own album of the year is. Like I said it last year, my album of the year was Gbagada Express Volume 1. This year, my best album is Gbagada Express Volume 2. I don't get wahala. If you drop another one, we bang next year. But God, I express volume 3. I don't get issue. Cash out my love, man. Nah, go see. But I'm actually waiting. And they tell you last week, now we remember, say Olamide go rap on this album. I don't feel saying that Carpe Diem.
I never said it is Carpe Diem. All I said was, it's like
Fusion of Capitem and UI Scooty.
UI Scooty. That's what I said.
Meet here, Ruby Olamide fe corin lele ise. O da bi pe Baba de hot. Baba Miliano de hot lowo bye.
The album is going to drop after Mashake's concert in Adios.
No, before. The album is next month, August. Between
12th and August 12th and Ashake is August 2 or something.
Are you sure? Ashake is not November. I feel like October, November. I'm not sure. Wait.
Why this is something like it too?
Ashake O2. It's almost Dayton. If it's really August, Ashake O2 Arena. You cannot.
Yeah, O2 Arena.
I don't even know. Bro, I feel like Ashake's album will still take August looks quite early. I'm not saying he cannot pull it off, bro. I feel like they want to. I they see 28th of August. Oh, that's mad.
Yeah, I don't see.
Mad. That means his album is it's still before now. Unruly is around.
Unruly is 12. August 12.
And if you say, nah, this one, Olamide, my book, the Jade, will apart from one or two.
I actually good perform, sha.
But yeah, I know, say, Olamide don't like to they take his boy shine. Yeah, now, something I don't know. Even from Liu Kesh, I didn't really go
if
to this.
If you know perform.
He they free in guys, say, go do it. You know,
yeah, if you know
because perform. The only video I've seen that trended during that last year, Olamide performing at an Ashake show. Ashake literally had to hail him, tell him all the nice words. Like, bro, just come perform now. Olamide no be like person where they say, me good up perform.
And he be like, now this thing, he just now joint song that thing, now we think come perform.
Now we think and he come out actually.
Olamide
no. It be like Oga will give you that creative freedom. Like, say go
and shine,
go
yeah.
Do. If like, mistake day, we go correct them like on the next
of,
song.
The kind of freedom all these guys have on that bro, day is crazy. Like
it's nice.
They know the nobody say nah them. Like each and every one of them has their own personal team they work with. You get my point now.
Real.
Reports is more like after everything you have to report on what you guys have concluded on, and they roll out money and everything is sorted.
Bro, you know, be like some record label. We good up,
what is your okay? There's this thing that came out today about the Eddie's Rookie of the Year. And
are we going there? I thought we were gonna talk about it on the next episode, but we can go there if you want to go.
Let's go. I feel like
you can go there.
What is your own take on it? Let's start from there.
Actually, me, I don't get issue with it. I'm only saying. My only argument there.
Let me ask this way.
Oh yeah, ask.
Who do you think deserve it and why? What is your take on
who do I think deserves it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it based on who they nominated?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a fan. Make I go Twitter. You can.
May I mention it for
you? Yeah, mention now.
Bloody Civilian.
One.
Cade.
Two.
Bayani. Odumudu.
Three.
Gushi. Abuti Biani.
Cade gone. Odumodu bloody. I didn't hear you. Cade, okay. Cade might have a case.
What about Biani? You said Odumodu case.
Cade has more case than Biani job.
Do you know Biani?
I know Biani ta went crazy though.
That is it. He's actually gold certified in Denmark. Are you aware of that?
Everybody they get certification.
No.
He has to keep up.
It is gold certified in Denmark.
Okay, now I hear you.
So wait till you go to talk about. Don't tell me Bayern is out of it. Don't see that.
Okay, it's not out of it. After all, he got nominated.
Even Kaid, so like Kaid actually dropped. Yeah, Kaid dropped two singles that went crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Kaid is not out of it now.
Everybody there is like. I just feel like to a very good extent.
But whoever they nominated, just based on who they've nominated, now Odumodu go win him. At least based on how we be. If Odumodu no win, like, if Odumodu no win, based on how Nigeria can be, say, who trend pass Odumodu this year, that have head, not even that have head of that. I feel like Odumodu's PR this year crazy, normal. Need they put in the work, normal. So no be just in a PR. But another person that trended like Odumodu that is on that list is Cade. Cade trended. He has a song with Boy Spice. He has one song with like he had another one that it was just
only
his own song.
Yes, only him.
And those songs trended. Those songs made people
they
know
made
him again.
Safe, like,
and it's not that they just trended. Like cater to switch his style, kind of. People might not know, but
no, the thing is, the guy is just diverse in a very
But for now, I think he's focusing on the oil rig, the money plan, make Afro beats.
They play an Afro beat
because
nigga, I feel like look at someone like K2 now, like his own label to like the freedom to do anything the way he won't do. Look at the last EP we dropped.
That like, last check now he's trap
he did
now.
Trap, he did Afro beat, he did everything on the album.
But now Afro beat, Lama Lama focus on it. But I feel like if Odumodu does not win it, Cade might win it. But that Timothy Wanru scene, all those they can do plus minus of song we go viral, certifications and whatnot. I want to give Bayani.
That one saved D. But I just feel like
she's not yet widely
is it that see,
known like for me other for, three people have mentioned
for me is it just either Odumodu or Bayani. For me it is either Odumodu or Bayani. I don't see Kid collecting the award.
Why?
I don't just see
bro that nigga dumb.
He's actually doing everybody on that list
all of them are doing bro, yeah,
bro,
no,
bro.
Ali,
like see the competition in Nigerian music scene is very fierce. Tight. So there's nothing you won't even talk. All of them, they are doing very nice. All of them. If you carry them go Ghana today, they go turn superstar. They go turn their Shatawali or any Shatabound.
Yeah, but I have a question. Do you think someone like Odumodu should be nominated under Rookie of the Year? They all about say, but boy,
Otipe, many of them, look at Ashake for instance. Ashake has been in the scene for a very long time, but look at where he blew. Persevator, see, I just blew, but I know my set. No, it's not about age now. It's about your presence. It's about your presence. No, be about your past project.
If it's not that kind, now
you know how many projects we had last year. Don't drop. Before
I know now.
So,
no, my argument is even at that kind last year, they put Odumo for Rookie of the Year. I go understand.
It was from 2022 to 2023. So, when did Declarize drop? When did the Picanto drop? When did Fire Gun drop? And those are the like top songs that trended from Odumodu.
Yeah, sure.
So, now just that within that period of time. It's from, I think, February 2022 to March 2023. Now, which day they use Georgia?
February 2020. Okay. That's a year. Real
like,
shit.
You get, like, everything waits up to Odumodu now. Just last 6-7 months. Mood talks. Odumodu save going. Just
don't try now. Now, this year, start to the trend now.
Mad.
Actually, in the mainstream.
If by this year, the calendar, this thing, they want you to do them. It's still very fair.
Because me, I feel like someone like
doesn't have, as at now they won't call the judge and he don't go past. Wait till they fuck them up is as they know the drum January to December.
No, most award shows don't do judge.
It should be January to December. BET I wait till I just feel.
No. Most award shows don't do. That's what people have not noticed. BET doesn't do. It's a board of people. BET don't do January to December. Grammy, we never do January to December. American Music Award, Mobile, all those big awards don't do January to December. And you get why? Then they always wait for when will people start popping and when do people feel comfortable releasing project or releasing music. It's always around May, June. So they always take it like from May, June the previous year to May to September the next year.
Anything you won't tell me.
You feel me? Most of them don't do January to December.
Anything you still won't tell me. No month where you won't mention, no day within that January to December.
But you
get my point now. Like no month where you won't mention, no day January to December. I just feel like it's supposed to be like January to December, not to make all these people see. Many people don't understand that word.
See this thing now. I think it's still Whiskey Essence. I saw Essence getting nominated for, is it Mobile BET? After it won, I saw it one other American award like that. Are you nominating Essence of bro? Like what's the calendar year you are using? I just feel like maybe to those ones might be ignorance of what's your money or not. But most award shows that I know, they don't do the January to December of a particular calendar year. They take some months in a year and transfer the remaining months to the next year. They give people time to show what they can do. Let me put it that way. Because if they are doing January to December, many people will be left out. That's how I feel.
That was a dish.
So let's say they want to do January to December, and now September, May, I drop my album. They no go won't consider them as album of the year because they don't delete. Other albums go down the trend before my own. But all those kinds say February now to like March the next year. If I still drop album for September and my album game out and the rollout day and the money day, people go know and well, like go choke.
What you call your, bro?
And now those ones they go nominate. Now wait till they talk. Now those ones they go nominate.
But anyhow, Shamu no just to press on that.
But
so what have you been listening to recently?
What have I been listening to recently? I got to open my Apple Music for this. I know they know songs off.
I can just tell you my own. I've been listening to Lonely at the Top recently. Like,
that's my best song on the album.
I really fuck with that song. Like, I've been listening to Lonely at the Top. That's
my best song on the album. And I don't care what people say.
You put me
say
on the song to the last time you came here. That's Makala.
Makala, stop playing. Conqueror, stop playing.
I like the song too. I've been listening to that song too. And
bro, I want to put you on another song. This song is by Flyana Boss. They are like a group, a female group. A female hip group, if I may put it that way. Like, they fuse hip hop mostly into their sound. That's why I'm putting hip ish. The song is You Wish.
You wish. Send and give me your. Send and give me my WhatsApp.
Making low Spotify, but I go write the name, Sha.
Just write the name for me.
Yeah. You Wish. You niggas need to listen to that song. One of the hardest bars I've heard this year. Hello Christ, I'm about to sin again. And the way, it's not just, there's something about hip-hop that something might not carry weight until you hear how it is being said.
Yeah, yeah.
For someone, let me make my example, someone like Jay-Z now, he just came, everybody had been saying, God did.
Yeah.
And within the first 10 seconds of his verse, the beat dropped. And he said, of did, just that presence and the way he said it, the moment he created alone, made it so exhilarating. It made it more effective than what an ordinary rapper would just come and say. Feel me? Like the way that girl said, the way they made the beat kind of drop and say, "Hello Christ, I'm about to sin again." Like, bro, that bad a ring for my head. And obviously, me, I don't the year go now. Fuck you mean, bro? Hip hop is back, guy. You no time say you know something that song. You never hear any song where they talk here. Fuck you mean, guy? Gonna see me? I don't care. People they say Gonna and Arato or in yellow snitch for cause snitch a meal. And me, I got Gonna to the wheels fall off. You know why? You know why? Particularly happy about this Gonna's latest project, A Gift and a Curse, is last year he had one of the best hip hop projects, if not even one of the best albums to have dropped last year, but he couldn't enjoy the success of the album because of being involved in gang activities, which led to him getting jailed for it, to feel me. But now that he's out, that the odds are against him. People are calling him a rat, whatnot. People are saying they will not mess with Gunna. I mean, I mess with Gunna. If you snitch and you know snitch on me, and you do good music, me, I will listen to the songs. It's not royal.
Not about
bro, as because far as,
you know, be...
Bro,
you know, be with you know, with your own dog. As far as you know, be I will fuck with you. And if you be
what I don't know,
may they carry their life. They go, Sabuta, I will talk. You know what I eat? And
what do you eat? Rats.
I don't eat rats.
So, what do you eat?
go and listen to our first episode. You know what I eat. Season 3, episode 1.
Share yourself, they phone you. You know what I'm talking about.
I the phone, make a phone.
I don't forget it.
So, should we call it?
Should we call it a day?
Should we call it till
next,
an episode? Till
next year. I say next year, I'll say till next week.
Till next week.
Keep it logged. I've been Olumide, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka Olumide is a goat, aka one of the hosts of this beautiful podcast. Keep it locked, aka you already know. Stop playing.
Yo, it's your boy Papi Mags in the building, a man of Timba and Calibar.
Damn it.
Peace, man.
Oh my days. Listen to Amare too.